We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Pumpkin spice signature latte. And our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. WebmasterRadio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, who can't join me today, is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you're having a good week so far. Today we want to start with a bit of news. There's a few important pieces that we should discuss, as well as a segment on how to obtain links to your website through outreach and link attraction. To start with, the right to be forgotten. If you haven't been keeping an eye on the news lately, this is pretty interesting. The Luxembourg-based European Union of Court of Justice, which is Europe's top court, and I'm quoting here from Search Engine Land, ruled earlier today that Google can be compelled to remove information about individuals from search results as part of a new EU-specific right to be forgotten. The ruling will have no impact on US search results or those in other markets. Now, why is this significant? In this case, the real clincher here is that if someone wrote about you, and it was 10 years old, they wrote about you on their website, and you try to get them to take away that information, you say, this is long since gone, this is totally irrelevant, it's damaging my reputation, there's really no point in having this anymore, please remove it. If they say no, in Europe, you can now force Google to remove that content from search results. Now, Greg Sterling here, who wrote this article on Search Engine Land, makes some compelling points about the fact that this is quite irregular to be able to have anything removed from Google. However, there are certain elements of it that do make sense. For example, if you had done something completely embarrassing in your teen years and it's still stuck online and it is there to harm you, there's a certain reasonable expectation that that can be removed. Now, these days, a lot of us just know that that can't be done, but it's nice to hear that at least one part of the world, they've forced Google to do that. So what they're doing is they're, Google that is getting prepared for an onslaught of these requests. I can't even fathom what kind of hiring cycle they're going to require for this. Don't imagine they're going to be doing all their grueling math tests to hire these employees. They're going to just need them fast to, to fix this up. Anyways, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that office. At any rate, Europe once again forces Google to really offer a entirely different search experience versus North America. Now, I wonder, is this something that we're ever going to try and get out of in Canada or in the U.S.? There are certain elements of it I think that would be a good idea. I really do believe that just as anyone can make a mistake, and frankly, these days, if you make a mistake, it's almost certain to be put online. Everyone with phones and you name it. Of course, depending on the variance of the mistake, it could be something serious, and that's different. There should be a right to have that removed. I don't know how that process can possibly happen. It's quite a discussion. I don't envy anyone trying to argue this in court. It's difficult. Anyways, very interesting, and yet another changing Google. Next, Panda 4, the Panda update. For any of you that don't know about that, Panda has been around for a few years. It's another algorithmic update to Google's indexing and sort of ranking algorithm. Now, in this case, this is the latest rollout of Panda, and Panda is focused on thin content. This is content that just appears to be there to support ads. Lord knows we've all seen that. There are plenty of websites out there that we just encounter on a daily basis when we're doing searches that really don't appear to have anything of any worth. Some of them just, they're just horrible. I run into ones that let's say, for example, I found out that my sod that I just put down in the backyard has fleas in it. Yeah, awesome, huh? Oh, man. So I'm looking up ways and how to look after that. Well, you go on some sites, and it looks like it's going to be great. Google puts it number one. You go to it, and it's talking about this is a flea. This is the anatomy of a flea. If you have it in your lawn, you should remove it. So essentially, they're using all the keywords that you'd want to be found for, and then it's just ads. Hello, this is not something we want to experience in Google, and that's why the Panda update was brought out. It's brought out to try and remove garbage like that. And this next update has had some impact on some. There's an interesting poll on Search Engine Roundtable asking people to check their statistics to see whether or not they have seen any drop since May 21st. And if they have, to please say whether or not they'd had it before, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a few options in the poll. But this is good. If you have experienced anything, please do go to searchengineroundtable.com or seroundtable.com and find this poll and enter your thoughts, your experience right now based on your stats. And that'll help everyone understand a bit better about the latest Panda update. Also in updates is the Payday update. Now, the Payday update came out a while back, but this is another iteration of it, as I understand, and it's focused on gratuitous spam. This is the spam that, Payday Loans, that's where they got the name for the algorithm from. They're everywhere, the Payday Loan ads. And Google has done a pretty decent job, at least in the first round, of removing some of it. This is their next bit. They're trying to do it again and trying to clean out further amounts of it. And there's no telling how much or impact they've had on that. I don't know how many people are very interested in that except for the black hat realm. Imagine that the black hat forums, there's a lot of discussion on this, but not really of any consequence to white hat SEOs because we just don't ever fall into that area. Anyways, those are two significant updates that happened recently, and if you've seen any drops in your rankings, we'd be interested to hear more about it. You can go and post your feedback or thoughts on our Google Plus community, which is at SEO101 on Google Plus. So easily found, just go into Google Plus and type in SEO101 in the search bar, and you'll find us pretty quickly under the community section. Now, What is next here? Go back to my notes. We've got Metafilter. Right. This is another interesting piece. I have to admit, I feel kind of silly here, but apparently Metafilter has been around for years and was popularly used by, veterans of search and veterans of just the web in general as a great place to get info on the latest things, everything. It's a search engine and a search for community and such. So they got nailed in 2012 by an update at Google. They lost 40% of their traffic, and they thought maybe their ads were not doing too well. Maybe that that these ads they had on other sites were perhaps hurting them. So they had those removed. And, nothing seemed to happen. In fact, they just saw a steady decline over the year, over the last 2 years. So they came out publicly and said, hey, you know what's going on here? Why are we not getting back in? We've got good content. This is just not right. And to quote them, the actual question is, see if I can get to it quickly. This is a really long article on Search Engine Land. Fantastic article, by the way. If you want to read up on how they track this kind of significant penalty and where it came from. Unfortunately, they don't come up with an answer, but they do have a lot of interesting insights into it. Essentially, they call it the mystery filter. They don't know exactly what it was that hit on that date that affected Metafilter. But there's a component here which I can't say his name, who's, I guess, the head of Metafilter, says, at this point, I'm at wit's end trying to figure out why our high-quality site, featuring good advice from a dedicated community of real people with a best-in-industry 24-hour moderation staff, has seen such big decreases. Now, that's quote, that's unquote there. Interesting. And even Danny Sullivan has said that he can't exactly figure out what it was that happened here. What it brings up is the common question here. If you are falsely hit, or maybe not, maybe you are hit and there's a good reason for it, if it's algorithmic, Google will not tell you why. Whereas if it's a manual action, you do something so profound that Google has manually penalized your site, they will let you know, and they'll let you know how to fix it. But algorithmically, they don't. Now, algorithms tend to be a lesser, they don't like to use the word penalty, but lesser penalty is the way, it's the easiest way to put it. It's something that you should be able to fix easily, but if you have no idea what it is and they don't hear, they've made the changes, they still can't figure it out, then that's something of significance. This is something they should be sharing. And apparently Danny Sullivan has been lobbying Google and other search engines to, he's been lobbying them to provide some insight to people on algorithmic actions, which I think would be fabulous, but I very much doubt what Google will do. It really depends on how much of an uproar this makes. Danny is trying to get some insight directly from Matt Cutts and the gang, but they tend not to talk about single sites. Now, as you may notice, I didn't get to the end of this article. I've just been swamped, but I think it's well worth the read. If you go to Search Engine Land, you'll see a title, On Metafilter Being Penalized by Google, an Explainer. Never heard that one before. Anyway, it's interesting. Good read. Now, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to jump into some tips on how to obtain links to your website through outreach and link attraction.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. plus build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at internetmarketingninjas.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by Ross Dunn, that's myself, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. And normally I'd be co-hosting with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Unfortunately, he's on the road and can't make it today. So let's jump into the next segment here, which is how to obtain links to your website through outreach and link attraction. And this is all thanks to Craig Moore. Craig Moore is one of our listeners, and he said this is an idea for the show to give some great tips to people on how to build links in a white hat manner. In other words, something that will not offend Google, at least today. You know, Google, it's always changing things, but I really don't see how any of these would cause a problem anytime, even in the future. So let's start with Craig's tips. First, ask...
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
Ask people you write about to link to you. Pretty basic, but very, very simple and smart. So if you write an article, try to include specific places that you'd love to get a link from. Then see if not they will actually link to you. Very simple. The outreach can be a bit difficult because you can fall into spam and such, but if you connect either via email or through social means with the people you've discussed, then you should be able to connect them some way or another. Next, ask your suppliers to link to you. And in brackets he puts, the more you sell, the more they sell to you. Now, this is also a very good idea. Unfortunately, I don't know how much value those have, at least for suppliers who supply to a great many businesses, because they often will have many links, and those pages are, I don't know how much value they have. But you know what? Craig is correct that that is a link, and that is something that can have value, especially if you're one of very few suppliers. Give photos away. Ask people who use your photos to add a link. This is great. Not very often do people get photos given to them, but if you were perhaps going around and you saw someone doing an article on a subject that you've taken photographs of, or perhaps drawn if you're an illustrator, drawn. Well, there you go. Just say, hey, here's an image or an illustration that I think would be really go well on your site. You feel free to use it. Just, you know, if you don't mind adding a link to my page, that would be great. Again, no harm in this. They can say no. And if they are using your image, they have every reason to provide you with a link, or at least a citation. Next, sponsor nonprofit organization or an event. This is one of my favorites. I personally love, just for the simple fact that it's a great thing to do, sponsoring nonprofits. In our case, we at Stepforth, we help nonprofits as best we can by providing significant discounts on our consulting. And that's one way we can help them. But if you actually sponsor an organization through simple donation, they often do give you a link. And those are high-quality links in many cases, because a nonprofit with a significant following has a lot of links pointing to it that adds a lot of credibility, and often doesn't link out to many pages online unless they also have a lot of relevance. In other words, Google sees these as fairly credible sources. Again, I'm generalizing, but that's a good way to start. Do something newsworthy. Well, there's a good one. It's something we all wish we could do on a regular basis, but the fact is there's no doubt that if you do something newsworthy, you're going to get a little bit of news if you contact the right people. Newsworthy, I've done a lot of things I think are newsworthy, but I forgot to tell anyone about it. That's not going to help anyone, right? So make sure that you plan a little of this. If you're going to be newsworthy and you're purposely doing it, you can plan it. That doesn't mean having someone there watching you with a camera. It means like from the radio station or from the TV station. But you can plan just about anything. For example, if you were to conduct, now I'm thinking from my perspective, some research. Here's a great example. On Search Engine Land right now, there's a report on how there is a gender bias in the marketing industry towards males. And it was quite surprising to me. I kind of hope we'd gotten over that hump. But it was very interesting. And it was done on the side by a particular company. And the name's escaping me right now. Which I guess that means it wasn't very good, but that's because I'm half asleep today and not feeling that great. Any case, if you go to Search Engine Land, you'll see the article, and it's very interesting. Gender bias, it's really, truly sad. But in any case, that's something that if you were to create your own survey or conduct your own research, and you have a final report, that's extremely newsworthy to share if it's well done. So there you go. That's one way to go. Give away free stuff and free advice. Well, I got to say, that's pretty much what I love to do, as you can tell. Thanks to SEO 101 and Stepforth, again, helping with nonprofits and writing a blog, whenever we do get around to doing that, and assisting as a moderator in forums, et cetera, et cetera. These are all different ways of building your credibility directly with people who can also pass the word. And frankly, I find business through word of mouth the most effective and gratifying. So, giving away free stuff, if it's something physical, that's something different entirely. You can do that by, let's say you've got a new product, or frankly, just a product you need to get a little more views of. You could send them to leading bloggers in the industry and say, hey, check these out. If you like them, I mean, there's no pressure to, but if you like them, please, consider writing a review of them. We'd love to hear your input. And if they get something free, it's something that sort of stands out. It's often a kindness that will be repaid. And those can result in some decent links, or if they're not going to provide you a link, citations. And, we talked about this in a previous show. Citations are going to be the new link. It does seem that way in any case. So that means that even if you don't have a link, if someone talks about your business and it's obvious that they're talking about your business, Google can use this information to build credibility for your profile and in turn raise your rankings. So, it's lots changing right now. Now let's take a quick break, and we get back, and I'm going to throw a few of my own tips in there.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, normally the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO, Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. As I mentioned, John can't be here today, but he'll be back next week. So let's get into a few tips I have. These are just they're a little more detailed, I suppose. But in this case, if you were to ask to use a photo from another person's collection in an article, and this actually just happened to me. I posted an article or posted some pictures of my kids playing in our new playground I built. And a lady contacted me, and she said, I would really like to use that image in my next article on kids and the space they need to enjoy life. And I thought, well, that's flattering. Sure, that'd be great. And I said, you know, if you don't mind giving a link to my personal site, that's kind of neat. That'd be great. And I'll make sure to have more images there. Well, she did that. And not only did I get a link from that, but then she, and this is where it turns around, she solicited the photo for me. I linked to that. I told people, hey, check this out. My little kids are on here. There's no way to better to get to someone than talking about their kids, right? Or your wife or whatever it may be, someone that's very close to you. And in this case, I wanted to raise notice of this, and she knew that she could have known anyways, depending on how much research she did, that I have a lot of friends who were parents. And in turn, they read this article, I'm sure, and she got some either new followers or at least some new views. Again, this is very simple, but if, I don't know about you, but when I get in my daily grind, sometimes I forget about the most simple things. So think about this one. I think it's interesting, and I really thought it was great how she reached out and did this. Another one, which is kind of tricky, I like this, is to challenge a particular article written by an authority in your industry. This takes a bit of brass tacks, but brass balls, let's say. But in this case, if someone out there has a huge following, has said something that
you decide is provocative, or that you decide you've got an opposing opinion. Well, write your own strong and valid opinion in an article on your own site. And within that article, call the person out, and I say politely, I emphasize that, to put them in a position where they want to reply. Now, that's a beautiful thing, because either they will come to your site and reply via comment, or they might even note it within their own site, which would be absolute gold. Something that happened to me a long time ago was I had... I wish my memory was working better today. He was the CEO of Ask at the time, just a wonderful guy. He came and I told me about how... he was slamming Yahoo for getting back into allowing paid submission into their search engine, because they'd gone back for the longest time. They didn't have it. And I thought this was great, right? And years later, the situation came up again where I thought, oh, I'm going to use this quote. And I did. And as a result, we got a lot more views because I was able to put his name in the title of the article. And had I not written that first article, I wouldn't have got his reply. Now, in this case, I didn't challenge him, but I interested him. I created an article where it was a perfect pulpit for him to say what he felt about a competitor. Now, in this case, you could do the same thing by, again, writing an article that directly calls someone out, and it's going to be very difficult for them not to reply. And it's a bit sneaky, I suppose, but if you do this with utmost respect, they're more likely, first of all, to reply, and second of all, it raises your profile in the industry, which is, frankly, a good thing. And anything that will get you a few more eyes and a little more respect can lead to more business. Well, there you go. I hope that helped you today. It's been a bit of a break there quickly because I was ill last week and I'm still a bit ill. Kids, little petri dishes they are. that's partly why you've heard me stifle the odd yawn. I'm very sorry about that. But in any case, I'm glad I managed to get this off to you, and I hope you find a few tips here that were worth your while. That said, please do post any questions or show ideas on our community forum at Google+. That's SEO 101 within Google+. And you can email me via ross@stepforth.com anytime if you have a question or concern or idea as well. You can also, if you wish, sign up for marketinghigh.com. That's marketing and then H-I-G-H.com, where you can get access to a knowledge base of questions and answers for SEO for just $49 a year. I'm very excited. We're getting quite a few people signing up for it, and it's getting more depth by the day. So we're quite excited. And I think that you'll find a lot of value from that, considering you can ask any question you want in that $49 for a whole year. You can also reach John Carcutt via Twitter at John Carcutt. And that's it, everyone. I hope you have a great week. And remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week, everyone.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.